Again, thank you everyone for joining the Kail. It's nice to have everyone come in and join us. We're here to take part. We're here to take part of the community by learning Torah, and to be able to share Limanat Torah with the community is a big opportunity. This sugya which we pick of Shemitah's Ksafim is a sugya which is a relevant sugya. But this particular Gemara, which I'm going to go through, it's a Gemara Beis Shir, is a Gemara which is a very interesting Gemara. It's a very interesting piece of Gemara that as you read through the Gemara, whether you'd be learning Shemitah or whether you'd be learning something else, there's three pages. I'm starting on page number one, they're numbered on the top of the pages. This Gemara says like something, there's something going on in the Gemara. There's something which is under the surface of the Gemara that it seems a bizarre Gemara. It says it's Omer Darshuni. There's something underneath the Gemara that says that there's something which needs explanation. So we'll start. It's a five-line Gemara, and the Gemara starts at the top of the page. The previous two words on the previous page was Tnan Hossam. Tnan Hossam. The Gemara says as follows: Tnan Hossam. Hamachzer Choyv. The top of the page. Five-line Gemara. Hamachzer Choyv lechaveroi. Someone who returns the choiv, a debt to his friends, b'shvius on shmita, tzorich sheyomer loy mishamatani. The malva, the person who's lent the money, he has to come and say mishamatani. So the scenario is, I'm not going to my person who owes me money to collect on shmita, because I know that that's usur. I can't go to try to collect my money. It's the pasuk which says leigos, don't collect. But he comes to me and he says, listen, I know that at the end of the day I owe you the money. You did me a big favor by giving me the money. And therefore, I'd like to go and repay you on my own volition. I'd like to pay you on my own account. Not because you came to me. I came to you. You did me a favor. I want to give you back the money. He's not going and being teveh l'chayv. He's not asking for the money. He's being machzer. The leiv is approaching the malva and saying, I'd like to return the chayv. So sheyomer, the malva has to say mishamnatani. This is mishamet. This is laid to rest. I don't want this money. Vim omar lo yafal pikei. Now let's say the leiva pushes the situation, and the leiva says afal pikei. I want to give it to you anyways. I want to return the money to repay the debt, the favor that you've done to me. Halacha is yekabel hemenu. You're allowed to accept it. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, zed dvar hashmita. These are the words of the Shemitah. Zed Mar Shita will explain the drush in a minute, but the Gemara says, in short, if a guy comes to give you back a chayv on Shemitah, you're allowed to take it back. You must say Mishamatani, but after that procedure of saying Mishamatani, the person is allowed to take the money. And that's the Gemara. Okay. It seems from this Gemara, we need to really, the first thing we need to delve into is a basic machlokes rishonim, which is on page number two. And the reason we need to delve into that basic machlokes rishonim is because it seems to over here that the person's allowed to take back his money. Now, one second. I thought that at the end of the day, when Shemitah comes, the money doesn't exist. The debt is wiped out. If the debt is wiped out, how could you take the money? How could you possibly take the money? At the end of the day, the debt isn't there. And you're taking money for what? Because he wants to just give it to you? So what's that about? Is that what's really going on over here? That it's considered that he's giving you just a present? We'll see the next Gemara in a moment. But let's see, perhaps that's what's going on. But that actually is a machlokes rishonim. Before going into the Gemara, that's actually a machlokes rishonim. Page number two. There's a famous machlokes rishonim, which is Nagea, the essence of Shemitah on what it is. And that machlokes is between the Uraim, which is the first Maran Bachum copied on the top of the page, and basically every other Rishon in the books. Everyone. I happen to have quoted the Rambam and the Rosh, who brings down the Ramban, but all the rishonim are on the other side of the fence. The first side of the fence is the Urayim. And what does the Urayim say? The Urayim says as follows. The Urayim says, yes, there is a nullification. On page number two, it's this page. Didn't get it? Page number two? Page number two. The Urayim says as follows. Before reading it inside, I'll tell you what the Urayim is going to say. The Urayim is going to say that, yes, there is a nullification of debts on Shemitah. But that nullification of debts on Shemitah is dependent on the Malva doing what he's supposed to do. And him, the Malva, getting up and being Makayim his mitzvah, okay, we force him to do his mitzvahs, but he has to do his mitzvah of saying, the Chayv is now Mishamet. The Chayv is now Mishamet. If he doesn't do it, and he's a Rasha, the debt actually still exists. There's no automatic nullification of debts. It's a mitzvah upon the Malva to nullify the debt, but not automatically. It's nothing which happens automatically. He has to be Makayim his mitzvah. Let's start about the first line. The chayv shalav, the chayv, the top line. The chayv shalav love shvius. This is a sefer Yerayim, which is a region. Chayv she'avar lav shviyas, a chayv which is passed over shviyas, ain rishoy loiva, the loiva is not allowed, la'achva, to withhold the money, el al pi malva, only by say of the malva. She'kol zman shel hishmitu malva, as long as the malva has not done his bit, chayv lefroya, you have to pay it. El loiva yasv malva l'din, he has to take him to a din Torah, she'yashvet le'chayvay, kashitziv ha'yotzer, ha'yotzer, the Rebbeinu Shem commanded, who best nechayvu, the malva, best is going to say to the malva, you better say mishamatani, when he brings our Gemara. Which means the Uraim says from our Gemara that this whole business of Mishamatani in our Gemara is the essence of Shemitah. It's the essence of the Malva doing his bit. Because if he doesn't do his bit, Shemitah will not exist. The Chayv will remain and nothing is going to automatically be nullified. Shemitah will exist. You need the Malva to say Mishamatani. So according to this Uraim, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin is beautiful. There's no matanas going on. There's no presence going on. This is Shemitah. Welcome. This is hello Shemitah. This is good morning Shemitah. Yeah, come to the Malva. The Malva says Mishamatani. And that is the whole din. There's nothing else. If he doesn't say Mishamatani, the Chayv still exists and Shemitah hasn't happened. It's all dependent on the Malva doing his bit. So according to the Urayim sources out from our Gemara that this is Shemitah. Shemitah is the Malva saying Mishamatani. Okay. That is the Shita of the Urayim. All the other Rishonim
don't understand. So, but if he did say Mishamatani,
then the Chayv is nullified.
So what's Shatan Omer
Lav? Needs discussion. Needs discussion. We're leaving that open-ended at the moment. But the Mishamatani is a real Mishamatani. It's really something Mishamatani. Afterwards, what's going on, we'll discuss that. Yeah? Okay. The other sheet of the Rishayim is, which is the sheet of the Rambam and the sheet of the all other Rishayim, the Rambam, we'll see it inside in a second. I think it's important because if you just take that away from this small shear, it's worthwhile. The other Rishonim is there's something called Afkata de Malka. It means the Rebbeinu Shlom comes along without the Malva, the Leiva getting along, getting involved, and Afkata de Malka. The Afkata means he takes away, and Malka the Rebbeinu Shlom. Moshe says all Chayvs are now wiped out. Whether you like it, whether you don't like it, all the Chayvs are wiped out. It's just a clean slate, and the Rebbeinu Shlom does it, and therefore the Malva is commanded, don't collect the Chayv. You know why you shouldn't collect the Chayv? The Minchas Chinuch says, because you'll be a Gazlin. The Chayv doesn't exist. It's an Afgasa de Malka. So the Malva's not doing you any big favors. The Malva's just not being a Gazlan by virtue of not collecting the Chayv. Because the Torah says, Lo, don't you collect it. The Rebbeinu Shlom has already done his bit by going and nullifying the Chayvus. Let's see it in the Rambam and the Ramban quickly. Yeah, the Rambam says as follows in Halacha Dalet. I'm going to skip to the end of the Halacha Dalet in the Rambam. Lefikach, Hamalvas, Chaveru, Bishvias. Atzma goyva choyva kol hashana. He is allowed to collect during the year, like Radayim Posen said. V'shekitishka achama, when the sun sets below Rosh Hashanah, the night of Rosh Hashanah, shomotzi shvius. The main two words I'm trying to read is avad hachoyv. The choyv is lost, which means it's nothing to do with the malvah, nothing to do with the leiva. The choyv is lost. Lashon Haramban, Lashon of the Ramban, which is brought in the Rosh. Bear in mind, it's brought by the Rosh. That's going to be a very important factor shortly. Yeah, the Rosh says. Starting at the top over there, it's brought in the Shalos and Chuvas Haros. Shvita Mishamet is Hamalva, Hamilva, Mafkash Shibuda Lagamri. Shvita is Mishamet the loan, and Mafkash Shibuda Lagamri. It takes the Shibud away entirely. Bafilu Bo Hamalva, even if the Malva would come. Lavra al Divri Torah is a Russia. He wants to be over on the Divri Torah. Litvoya Chayva, Lacha Shvias, Haleva Pata. You don't have to pay him. He's a Russia. There's no Chay. Even if you want to say, hey, I'm going against the Torah, he is unable to go against the Torah. The Torah has nullified the Chayv, and the Chayv is non-existent. And therefore, that is the Shmachalagas Rishayim. Is the Chayv be'etzim dependent on the Malva nullifying it, or is it nullified on its own? Okay. Now, the advantage of our Gemara, of going like the Urayim, would be that, at the end of the day, the Mishamatani is a major event when the Malva comes and says Mishamatani. But from now on, till the rest of the Shir, I'm going to take this Shittas Yerem and put them on the side. I'm going to deal with the Shittas Rishayim. Shittas Rishayim is the Ramban, it's the Rosh, it's the Rambam, it's Rashi. Everyone you're going to meet from now on is going to be the Shita of these Rishayim. And therefore, the question is, what is this Mishamatani? What is these words Mishamatani that he's coming to do? Why does he have to say Mishamatani? It's already happened. Who are you, the Malva, to come along and say that Leiva shows up at your door and you say Mishamatani? Why do you have to say Mishamatani? It's already done. Just say the Rebbeinu Mishlon instead of Mishamatani. Bezdin should say Mishamatani. Why is the Malva saying Mishamatani? Okay, that's something which needs explanation. In what this Mishamatani is, now this is a little bit of detail. This is a little bit of detail in Lashon Gemara. A lot of times in the Gemara, in order to get to the essence of a Gemara, it comes from clarity in the facts of what the Gemara says. So I'm going to just repeat the Gemara outside, And then I'm going to show you Machlokes Rishonim. But you have to hold the facts of the Gemara very clear. The Gemara told you two facts in this Gemara. The three facts, actually. It told you, first of all, the scenario is when the Malva comes to the Leva comes to the Malva and wants to give him money. Fact number one, he has to say Mishamer Dani. Fact number two is if the Leva comes, if the Leva says Afal Pikein, you're allowed to accept it. Fact one is he has to say Mishamer Dani. And fact two is the fact that if the Leva says Afal Pikein, you can't accept it. Then the Braisa ends with the following words. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Zed Dvar Shmita. Now, there's a machlekes Rishonim what that word Zed Dvar Shmita is going on. A machlekes Rashi and a Rosh. Rashi learns up Zed Dvar Shmita, although it was fact number three of the Braisa, it's going back on the first statement of the Braisa. The first statement of the Braisa was that the Malva has to say a Dibur Shel Shmita, Loshen Rashi. Rashi says he has to say Mishamatani. This is an expression of Shmita. Okay, why? Let's not go into the underlying reasons why. But he has to say Misham. He says Akosav, that's the underlying reason. Because the Pasuk says Zed Dvar HaShmita, and Dvar means the words of Shmita, and therefore he has to say it. He has to be vocal, he has to say it. Fine. The Tosfos HaRosh, which you have on page number 3, we're going to see two of them, those are our two last Ma'amar Kaimis, says as follows. Pirish Rashi, number 3a. Pirish Rashi, Tzarech Shiyomer Lo Dibur Shel Shmita. He has to say a Dibur Shel Shmita. Velishna Lo Mashma Hachi. It's not mashma like this. The mashma da ayikabel himenu koi. That's the first question of the Tosfos HaRosh, which means if Zed Dvar HaShmita was going on the first halacha, it should have been immediately after the first halacha. Why did the Braisa wait till after the second halacha to go and say that Zed Dvar HaShmita? The Dvar HaShmita means that the Malva should say Zed Dvar HaShmita. Why is it brought the pasuk at the end? So it's not mashma. Va'oid kroli sura le'yitzrich. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that the Malva can't take the Shemitah. Of course he can't take the Shemitah. It's Shemitah. You can't go and take Chayvus. Of course you don't need. Therefore, says the Tosfos HaRosh, Hilchos Nira, four lines down, the Farish, Ayikabel Himenu Koy. It's going on the acceptance. It's going on the second part of the Braisa. It's going on accepting the money. Hachi Perushe, this is the Pshat. Ain Tzarech Sheyor Meloi V'yishana. You don't have to keep on telling him, I don't want it. But as soon as you say you don't have to say Meshamatani Pam Shnia, or Pam Rishayna Sagya. One time is enough. So Machlek is Rashi in the Rosh. Rashi says, the Pasuk tells me Zed Dvar HaShmita that the Malva needs to be vocal and say Meshamatani. And that's why he has to say, I don't want it. The Tosfos Rosh says, no, of course you can't take it. You don't need to speak. That's not the point of speaking. The Pasuk tells you that after the first time, it's a heter, you're allowed to take it. You don't have to go keep on saying Meshamatani, 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 Meshamatani. Say it once, and he says Afal Pikein, and you can take it. So it's a heter on the last part of the Braisa. The Braisa says, you know what? The guy comes, he says Afal Pikein, I want to give it to you. You would think, no, I can never take it. I can never take it. I can never take it. You do it once. Zed Dvar HaShmita, the Pasuk tells you once is enough. It's a Niyotakra. Say it once, and you're done, and then you can accept it. So it's not coming to tell you don't take it. It's coming to give you a heter to allow you to take it. The Machlokes Rosh and Rashi. Is the Pasuk coming to tell me that no, I can't take it and I have to be vocal about it? Or is the Pasuk coming to tell you that after you're vocal, I'm allowed to take it? It creates a heter. Machlokes. What's the underlying shot in that Machlokes? I'm going to put it on hold. I have one more question and answer to answer. And then I'm going to come back to answer that kasha at the end, if I have time. Okay? If anyone has to go, then I understand if someone wants to go middle. It's hard for me to fit into 15 minutes, but if someone has to go, I understand, then it's fine. Yeah? I don't take it to the first one anyway. Okay, well, you come and go when you want, when you're ready to let it come in any time. Go any time. I was talking about the outsiders, but I have to be careful. The B'nai Kayla is sitting here. Okay. That's a Machlokes Rashi and the Rosh, and we'll put that on hold. Let's go into one more aspect of this Gemara. We'll go back to page number one. The Gemara continues, and this is the interesting, amazing fact about this Gemara. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says like this. Okay, Malva comes, says Meshamati, the Leiva comes and says, Apopikin, and you accept it from him, the Zed Dvar HaShmita. Three lines down. Watch this Gemara. Omer Rabba. Rabba comes with a whacking chiddush. Omer Rabba. V'toli le ad de Omer Hachi. Look at those five words of the Gemara. V'toli le ad de Omer Hachi. Those words means v'toli le, you can hang him, ad de Omer Hachi, until he says this. Which means, this Leiva, nice guy, comes to your door and says, I want to pay back the loan. Good. You say, Mishamitni, I don't want. And he says, no, Afal Pikein. And then you're allowed to accept it. But let's say he doesn't say Afal Pikein. Let's say he doesn't say I want. He says, Mishamitni, oh, thanks, you don't want the loan? Goodbye. V'toli le, you're able to force him to say, once he walks into your door, you're able to force him tadalei ad the amar achi until he says afal pikin. Once he gets in his door, he's in the lion's lair. Once he walks in and he says he wants to pay up, even though you said no, and then he starts walking towards the door, you say, excuse me, actually I'll have it, and I'm going to force you to give it to me. Tolile, you're going to hang him. If you think I'm making things up, look at the Lashon of Rashi. So Rashi says, Betolile, it's two lines down from where the lines get thin, at the top of the page. Imha Yerotz Lachzer, if the leiva wants to retract, and say, okay, fine, I decided not to give it to you. Yitlenu ala eitz, hang him on a tree. Rashi from Worms. Yitlenu ala eitz. Rashi says, hang him on a tree. Im gavri yada, if you have the ability, the strength, the power to do it, which means you're able to do it. Bezins will stand behind you. Ad amar le afal pikein, until he says afal pikein. What if it's the ar halacha? Toli le ala eitz, hang him on a tree. Ad amar hachi. Guy came, he was a nice guy. You told him mishamatanit, I don't want it. And then he says, okay, fine, you don't want it? Fine, I'm going home. No, now you're going to get hanged on a tree. Because now, until you pay, you're going to be hanged on a tree. How can you...
It doesn't mean
literally, no. But it means you could force him to the point of where he feels he's hanging on a tree. Yeah? I don't know. Places. Yeah,
maybe it doesn't mean
literally. I don't know. Rashi said that. I don't know. That's the interesting part of this Gemara. Let's try to make some meaning to it, and then we can argue. Right now it's bizarre. We don't know what does it mean. How could you hang him? The whole thing makes no sense. You shouldn't even be able to ask him, let alone hang him.
Otherwise,
it's something. Yeah, I don't know. It's amazing. Visa Rashi. It's a Rashi, which the whole purpose of this year is to discuss this Rashi. This Rashi is just a major, major piece. I mean, Rashi says that Rashi didn't say things like we say it, like, you know, flowerful and, you know, to be magzim and say, let him give it, you know, we'll kill him. Rashi says, well, what it is. Rashi knows that people could be reading this in hundreds of years. Rashi knows that this is Torah. The diktuk in Rashi is every ice, every word, every lakuda. And Rashi says, hang him on the tree. Okay, let's look at the Rush for a second, going back to page 3. And the Rush has comments on this Rashi. He waters this Rashi down a little bit. But watch why. It's important not only that he waters it down, it's important why he waters it down. V'lein Nehira. V'lein Nehira. I don't like this. The Imkein, B, 3B. Totally Adam Hakku. V'lein Nehira, I don't like it. The Imkein, because if it's true that you can hang people on the tree, but Talta Torah Shemitah, you'll never have a Torah Shemitah. Shemitah will never exist. Because if you could go and hang the leiva all the time, and there's this legal loophole and gimmick that you could always, at the end of the day, once he comes, you could hang him on the tree, then I don't understand. But Talta Torah Shemitah, we'll discuss this in depth in a minute. But let's just get to see the words of the Rosh. V'nira lefarish, therefore I say, but the Rosh says, Tolilei, when it says you can hang him, climber, yehei enov tula tluyos, yoshivu metzapa ad shiyar mekach. His eyes, he can hang him with his eyes until he's dead, which means very simple. I ain't of pluyas means like we look to the Rebbein Shalom, ain't of pluyas, which means the guy says, the guy comes to you and he says, I'd like to pay my chayv, and you say mishamatani, and the guy starts walking to the door and you get, that's what you could do. It's the most you could do. You could go, the most you could do is look to him longingly, would be the best. That's what ain't of pluyas means. It means tolile means look to him longingly. You're allowed to make a motion to try to get the guy to say, come on, you know, I really want it. You know, I really, but you can't say that's it. That's the most you can do. So a major extreme from two ends to the other. Rashi says hang him on the tree, and the Rosh says if so, shemitah become batal, and therefore the most you can do is go like this. So give me the money. Okay, fine. That's the machlekes, Rashi and the Rosh. One more line of Gemara. Bear with me. One more line of this piece of Gemara. Let's go back to that Gemara. The next two lines of Gemara, then I'll give you the whole gamut, and we're done. Yeah. Zop to Gemara Vayik. Amar Rabba, v'toyle ad Amar Hachi. Eis ve'abaya. Abaya asked the question on Rabba. Kishu Noisenle, there's another brisa which says, when you give the guy money, al yomerli, when the leiva returns the money, al yomerli, b'choy v'yadi Noisenlof, don't say I'm giving you the money for the debt. El yomerli, tell him, shali hein, it's mine, u'b'maton ani Noisenlof, and I'm giving it to you as a present. So advice to the leiva, when you're coming to return a debt, don't say I'm giving it for the choy is not here. Give it as a present. Give it b'maton ani Noisenlof. What's the Gemara's question? Yeah, but if it's a present, you can't hang me on a tree. If it's a present, you can't go like this, according to anyone. You can't do anything. If it's a present, means it's up to a present. The definition of a present means it's up to me. It's not up to you. It's up to my decision. You can't look at me for a present, and you can't hang me on a tree for a present. You can't do anything for a present. That's the Gemara's question. And it says the Gemara, Amr Lei, Toli Lei, Adda Amr Hafi. You hang him until he gives you a present. You hang him until he gets a zochim vegas, our present. You hanging is a, you better get him, hang you on that tree, here you go, until you give me the present. And what type of din is that? What does it mean? You know, there's a big machlekes in Shas. And machlekes says if you force someone to give a sale, so we say, tayu, if you force him, v'zavin, zvinos zvini, it's a good zvini. Why? Because since he got money at the end, even though he didn't want to do it, but since he accepted the money, and you walked away with the item, and he walked away with money, we say that the sale is valid. But tayu, v'yohiv, if you force someone to give a matana, ain't matana, matana, the Gemara Paskin. You can't force the guy to give a matana. You can force the guy into a sale, because he ends up with money, and you end up with sale, and he signs on the dotted line. But if you force a guy to sign on the dotted line to give him a matana, the halach is that's not a good matana. So what type of matana is that? What's going on? What's going on in this Gemara? How could, if it's a matana and the chayv is gone, so what's left? Okay, these are the issues of this Gemara. So I think we've made it enough shver that I could lean towards a teretz and try to put the sugya a little bit back together and perhaps tell you the machlokes Rashi and Rush, which will answer everything we discussed. And that answer is as follows. It's a lamdish concept which is built for many Gemaras. And that concept is as follows. What is a chayv? Let's regress from the Gemara for a moment. Let's discuss chayvs, debts. What is a debt? What is a debt? So a debt is as follows. A debt is two parts. Part of a debt means the ability to collect. I have a shibud. I collect from you. I have a first right on your property. If there's a shibud, I have the ability to come to you and say and demand money. That's a debt. Okay. That's a pasuk. And the pasuk says, lo yigash. You lose that ability. You lose that ability. It's not like the Uraim, which says that it's up to you. You actually lose monetarily that ability. According to that's called Afkata de Malka. The Rebbeinu Shlom took that away from you. You have no more the ability to go and collect that loan. It's not like the Uraim says you do, but be a good boy and be a mitzvah boy and make sure to go and not collect. No. The Rishonim say Afkata de Malka means you lose that ability to collect. You don't have a right on his house anymore. You don't have a right. You don't have the ability to collect the chayv. There's nothing you could force him in judgment to collect that chayv. Okay. And that's what the Torah took away. But, and here's the but, there's still a concept called Mamayni Gaboch. Mamayni Gaboch is a concept, a Lamdisha concept, which means my mammon is by you. If I give you £100, Mamayni Gaboch, my mammon, is by you. I might not be able to be collected, it might be an uncollectible debt, but a debt it is. Which means that £100, I have a value of £100 by you. It's by you, I know, because I gave it to you. And therefore, in the Torah law, that is required. That it's not even, forget about required to be given back, because that's required to be back is dependent on you being demanding it. It exists. Part of my nechassim are by you. If I put a table by you, my table's by you. If I put £100 by you, £100 of value is by you. That's called b'mayni gabach. In walks the leiva, and the leiva says like this: I know that you have no rights to demand the money. I know you have no rights to demand the money. I know that. Yeah? Because the Torah took that away from you. But I want to pay you, which means I want to return the Mamayni Gaboch. There's a certain amount of money that you have by me, which I'd like to return. I'd like to be Mekayim my mitzvah, because I don't want to be left going to Shemayim knowing that there was money by me, although you would never have the ability to collect it. But Mamayni Gaboch, there is it. It's a Lamdisha split. It's a Lamdisha concept, which means although you don't have it, it's a non-collectible loan. The loan exists. It's not zero. It exists in the fact that it's Mamayni Gaboch, that the money is by you. And this guy walks through the door. Now let's take Rashi. So Rashi turns around and says, oh, here opens up a whole new opportunity. Machlekes Rashi and the Rush, just to wrap things up. Rashi says a major opportunity has opened up to you. You didn't have to collect it. The guy walked through your door. But now you've been mandated with the ability to get your money back. Because the history remains. I didn't go to him. He walked into my door. As soon as he walks into my door, he owes me money. I didn't collect it. It's non-collectible. But he owes it to me. So now I start hanging him on the tree. And now I start saying to him, one second, you owe me money. There's Mamayni Gaboch. I didn't collect it. You walked into my door. The Brisa starts, Hamachzer Choyv L'Chaveiro. He came to me. But once he walks into the door, he's stuck. Why? Because I didn't have to run after him. And now I have a legal right. He's not giving me a matana. We'll discuss the Lashon of the Matana in the Gemara. He's not giving me a matana. He's giving me money, which is rightfully mine. It's a chayv. It's just I didn't collect it. When the Gemara says, matana, it's not a real matana. It means matana with respect to the fact that I could have got away with it. I could have not walked in here. Loi b'chayvi. That's not because you came and collected it. B'matana, I'm adding some words to the Gemara now. B'matana, ani noisim l'cha es ha-chayv. As a present, I'm returning to you your chayv. So that's why Rashi says, toyuhu. Comes along the Rush. Let me make a machlekes Rashi Rush and watch how beautiful it's going to be when we go back, when we reverse it to the previous machlekes. The Rush comes along and says, no, im kein, if so, batalta shmita min atera. If so, you obliterated shmita. Why have I obliterated Shemitah? Rashi, what would Rashi answer to that? I've obliterated Shemitah, I haven't obliterated Shemitah. Shemitah exists when the Malva comes to the Loiva. But when the Loiva comes to the Malva, the other, like in our Gemara, then, okay, the Chami, Shemitah is not, that's not called, that's not called the Isser of Leigos, of collecting. The Rosh must hold similar to Rashi. But he holds that, you know what? If you're hanging a guy on a tree and saying, give me my Mamayni Gabach, that's also a form of collecting. That's also, okay, so it's a lumdish way not to collect. I'm not collecting, you walked in the door. Now that you walked in the door, I got you by the tail and say, okay, now you have to give me my money, which is by you. The Rosh held, no. That's also called Batal to Shemitah. That's also a form of Leigos. That's also a form of collection. And therefore, that also is included in the Isser of Shemitah. The most you could do is say, like this. Let's finish by going back to our previous machlekes. So that's the machlekes, the Tosis, and the Tosis of Rosh and Rashi. Over here, there is an aspect of, I didn't go to him, he came to me. Rashi says, therefore, hang him, because now you have a right to get back your money. And the Rosh says, no, that's still called collecting. And therefore, you still need to go in a nice kind of way to try to get your money back. Otherwise, you're still going to fall into the pasuk which says, Leigos, don't collect. Okay. To finish, let's go back to the previous machlekes. What was the previous machlekes? The previous machlekes was Zed Dvar Shemitah. What is Zed Dvar Shemitah going along? Rashi says, the pasuk is coming to tell you that even though you're allowed to collect it, you need to be vocal. The Rosh said, going back to the original machlekes, Rashi said, oh, Zed Dvar Shemitah means you need to be vocal about Shemitah. The Rosh says, same Tosfos of Rosh, the previous Tosfos of Rosh says, no. It's giving you a heter that you're allowed to collect it. You're allowed to collect it, otherwise you would never be able to collect it. The Zed Dvar Shemitah is going on the Sefer, which says, oh, after you say it once, you don't need to say it twice, three times, four times, you're allowed to collect it. That machlekes Rashi in the Rosh is l'shitasom. It's from their shita which they're coming from. Let me explain. Very simple. Rashi says, you know what? Everything here is legit. Everything is legit. You're allowed to take the money? Of course you're allowed to take the money. You're allowed to take the money because he came to you. And Rashi says, when he comes to you, everything's good. That has nothing to do with Shemitah. Everything's good. A major Gzeiros HaKosov that says that even though this has nothing to do with Shemitah because the guy came to you, you still need to say Zed Dvar Shemitah. That's a major Chiddush, which you need a pasuk, Gzeiros HaKosov. Rashi learned, again, one more time, Rashi says, when the guy comes to you, everything's fine. That's not what Shemitah's about. Shemitah's about going to him. If he comes to you, you're fine. Gzeiros HaKosov, ooh, Zed Dvar Shemitah, you have to say something. You got to say something when, even though he came to you. Rashi. What does the Rosh learn up? Rosh says, I don't care if he's coming to you, you're going to him. At the end of the day, you're hanging him. You're going to go collect from him. You can't do that. Of course it's Asr. I don't need to possibly tell you that. Of course that's Asr. Because even though you're trying to go get Mamayni Bach, it's still a Yigos. You're still trying to collect. He came to you, you came to him. Grace and Afkaminas. At the end of the day, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you're trying to collect. You can't collect. I don't need a Pasuk for that. What do I need a Pasuk for? That even though you're trying to collect, if you say it one time, Zed Dvar Shemitah, Gzeiros HaKosov, a major, in Yiddish they call it an Ufreis. Ufreis means it blew it out of the water. Major Chiddush. Yeah, major Chiddush. But even though the Maisa, the Halacha, should be, you should never be able to accept it in such a way, after once you say Zed Dvar Shemitah, that gives you the right, the heter, to be able to go and take it again. So therefore, that's the Machlokes Rashi V'Rosh, which comes out of this Gemara. But the beauty, if you just walk away from this Gemara knowing that when this Gemara says Tayu V'Yov, and the one says Matana, giving Matanas, hanging people for Matanas, what's all that about? There has to be something, an underlying message. There has to be that it's not a real Matana, because otherwise it wouldn't be. You can't force a guy to give you a Matana. The underlying fact is that there is really Mamayni Gabach. There is a Chayv which always remains. Even after you can't collect it, there's a Chayv which remains. And that, the Gemara had a Tzad, you could force, according to Rashi, you could force that situation. Thank you. Good. 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 Good.